WRCO-FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin. It's 32 degrees. We're headed toward 65 later with a 30% chance of spotty light showers toward evening. The update at 7 is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and the Creative Outlet with custom-made scrapbooking supplies and consignment clothing.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local family-owned award-winning dealership. We've been serving you, your family, your friends, your grandparents, and maybe even your great-great-grandparents for a full century. In the past, our customers with less than perfect credit traveled to Madison to get vehicle financing. Great news, you don't have to drive and then sit and wait for 3 hours. Melanie at Jones Chevrolet can help. Don't be fooled by the big city hype. We have all of the big city banks available right here in Richland Center. Between our finance director, Scott Smith, and special finance manager, Melanie, we have decades of automotive financing expertise. When credit issues make things complicated, we simplify it, all within our Jones Chevrolet low-pressure sales approach. We have a no-cost, easy, 100% secure online credit application at JonesChev.com. Guaranteed credit approvals for the first time in our area. We even do loans with our most popular local credit unions directly. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Opening statements coming up shortly in Donald Trump's hush money criminal trial. The first witnesses also expected to be called today.
In a separate case today, a judge will hear arguments over the $175 million bond in Trump's civil fraud case, where he was found liable of falsely inflating his real estate assets. The New York Attorney General is asking the judge to void that bond payment, saying the bond company has failed to show it has the money to cover the amount. And another big legal battle for the former president is this Thursday, when the Supreme Court hears arguments on Trump's presidential immunity claim and the January 6 election interference case.
That's ABC's Morgan Norwood. The head of military intelligence in Israel is resigning over failures to anticipate the October 7th Hamas attacks that left 1,200 people dead. Aid for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan moving toward Senate approval this week. The Senate will vote on one big package instead of four separate ones. This is ABC News. Russian cyber thieves may have hit a West Texas town. Here's ABC's Jim Ryan.
When the Mule Shoe water tower overflowed in January, spilling tens of thousands of gallons into the street, local officials initially chalked it up to a mechanical malfunction. Now the city manager acknowledges that the Kremlin-sponsored hacking group Sandworm is the likely culprit. Cybersecurity specialist Michael Strong says it should be a warning to other cities and towns.
Just having one piece of software and assuming that you're protected 15 years ago might have been okay. Today, that's not the case.
The Mule Shoe city manager says the password protecting his town's water system had not been changed in at least a decade. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Europe is warming up fast. A new report from the UN's World Meteorological Association on this Earth Day and the EU's climate agency, Copernicus, say Europe is the fastest warming continent. Its temperatures rising at roughly twice the global average. The report calling for Europe to speed up the switch to renewable energy. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
When I go shopping, I like to get gently used clothes at resale prices. I like to find my favorite clothing brands by shopping for my size, and I want the store to be clean and organized. Oh yeah, and I might want to pick up some scrapbooking products for my latest project and a unique handmade gift to brighten someone's day. Did you know that you can find all of these things at the Creative Outlet? We are located on Court Street in downtown Richland Center. We're open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 5, and I can't wait to help you find what you're looking for.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar-off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
5 minutes after 7 o'clock on a Monday morning. Details on the forecast coming up on this Earth Day in just a moment.
Elevate your home into a haven. Attend the Senior Expo on April 24th at the Richland Center Community Center from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Meet Violet from A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to discover our premium collection of medical-approved lift chairs, adjustable beds, and waterproof mattresses crafted to enhance your comfort and wellness. Violet will be able to address any questions about our products as well as provide recommendations for furniture that can make your small space more inviting.
The Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. This Wednesday sale at the Cattle Center at Ithaca begins at 11:30 and will include their usual run of recently fresh cows, two-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, plus a breeding age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com and don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning at 11:30.
It's more than living, it's living well. Now might be the right time to consider the advantages of assisted living. Schmidt Woodland Hills is offering all private rooms in their Westview assisted living community. We are fully staffed and prepared to care for your loved ones with the dignity and respect they deserve. When only the highest quality of care will do, remember Schmidt Woodland Hills. Call Westview manager Bobby Stoltz at 608-647-8931 with questions or for more information.
Today the forecast reads 65 degrees for a high, a 30% chance of spotty light showers toward evening, and then scattered showers possible tonight, a low of 45. Tuesday, variable clouds and breezy with scattered showers, a high of 65. And Wednesday, mostly sunny and cooler than normal, a high of 54. Right now in Richland Center, after the early reading today of 39 and a low of 31, it is 32 degrees. Today is Monday, April 2nd. We appreciate you joining us wherever you are today.
Chance to cuss you out, but then you came walking in, and it hit me like I ain't been hit before. I guess one of us never changed. That's you and me sitting on the floor. I'd let you get away.
Blackberry Smoke on WRCO Radio. Good morning, 11 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock on this Earth Day. As I was rising and shining this morning, all I could think of was John Denver's vintage PSA that used to play a lot.
Plant a tree for your tomorrow. It's your tree that clears the air. Plant a tree, trees for America. Plant a tree today for all the world to share.
John Denver and PSA that ran a lot, especially in the early 1980s. Plant a tree. Not a bad idea today. Alabama put out this song for Earth Day in 1990. It's called Pass It On Down.
We live in the land of plenty, but many things aren't plenty anymore. Like the water from our sink, they say it's not safe to drink. You gotta go and buy it at the store. Now we're told there's a hole in the ozone. Look what's washing on the beach. And Lord, I believe from the heavens to the seas, we're bringing Mother Nature to her knees. So let's leave some blue up above us. Let's leave some green on the ground. It's only ours to borrow. Save some for tomorrow. Leave it and pass it on down. Well, there's a change taking place way on the mountains. Acid rain is falling on the leaves. And down in Brazil, the fires are burning still. How we gonna breathe without them trees? So let's leave some blue up above us. Let's leave some green on the ground. It's only ours to borrow. Let's save some for tomorrow. Leave it and pass it on down. There's a place where I live called the Canyon, where Daddy taught me to swim. And that water is so pure, and I'm gonna make sure Daddy's grandkids can swim there like him. Now we all ought to feel just a little bit guilty when we look into the eyes of our kids. Cause brothers, it's a fact, if we take and don't put back, they'll have to pay for all we did. So let's leave some blue up above us. Let's leave some green on the ground. It's only ours to borrow. Let's save some for tomorrow. Leave it and pass it on down. So let's leave some blue up above us. Let's leave some green on the ground. It's only ours to borrow. Let's save some for tomorrow. Leave it and pass it on down. So let's leave some blue up above us. Let's leave some green on the ground. It's only ours to borrow. Let's save some for tomorrow. Leave it and pass it on down.
To run to, and
Dirk Bentley on FM 100.9 WRCO. It is 18 after 7.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil & LP has been your trusted, locally owned fuel delivery partner. Whether it's for your home, farm, or business, we've got you covered. Offering a range of fuels from propane, diesel, gas, and bulk lubes, Meyer Oil is here for you. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties, our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil & LP for all your fuel needs. Call us at 608-524-3914.
Dunkin' Reward members can look forward to the fresh offers in the new year, including a $2 medium hot or iced coffee, limit one per member per day, triple points when boosted members place an order through the mobile app on Wednesdays, and 100 bonus points for all members who place an order through the mobile app on Mondays. Those who aren't Dunkin' Rewards members can sign up for free on the Dunkin' app or by visiting DunkinRewards.com. Get a free medium beverage with your first purchase, so quick sign up and start earning free Dunkin' today. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating, you'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Don't miss out on the Hill Point Fire Department's annual Smelt Feed. Join us this Saturday, May 4th, at the Hill Point BFW Hall from 4:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Indulge in delicious smelt while supplies last. Tickets available at the door for just $15 each. Your support means the world to us.
We all experience stress. Often, we ignore it until it becomes overwhelming. If you are experiencing stress, try the 4-7-8 breathing method. Find a comfortable position, sitting upright or lying down. Breathe in slowly for 4 counts, hold the breath for 7 counts, and slowly exhale for 8 counts. Then repeat. This breathing pattern can reduce feelings of stress and promote well-being. If you are experiencing stress that is impacting your ability to live daily life, reach out to the Richland Hospital and Clinics to be connected to resources.
Monday's Roundup, proudly sponsored by Chet Feed, Seed, and Such, Muller & Sons Excavating, and Napa Auto and Truck Parts, providing you with the latest update with jokes and more knowledge than you'll ever need to start your week right.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
There he is. He's finally thawed out for the weekend.
I'm sorry.
Wake up there.
Sorry. You know what's a worse day than Sunday? Because you know you have to go into Monday. You know what's worse than Sunday?
I don't know.
Saturday.
Oh.
Sadder day.
Was it a sad day for you?
Oh, it was cold, buddy.
You were out
I was at the Dells.
At the Dells, yeah, okay.
Not playing around. I was umpiring.
Yeah, that's spring sports.
Oh, it was cold.
People always talk about football, but I'll take football weather over spring sports.
Yes. It was cold. But anyway, I had some Sauk Prairie players over there. They weren't even paying attention to the game. They were looking at the turkeys. We're coming back over here today, and we're going to kill some turkeys.
Way to be in the game there.
Yeah, they won, though. So, no, good ball game. Good pitching. Just turf infield. Cold, though.
Mm-hmm.
Really cold.
Yeah, that wind was wicked.
Oh, it was horrible.
Even yesterday, if you were in the sun, it was all right. But if you got in the shade or, you know,
it was chilly.
A little cool.
Did you do anything? How was record day?
Record day was pretty good. Got a chance to do a little you know, sometimes it's fun just to people watch, you know.
So yeah, I noticed that you did John Denver 9 out of 10 songs on Saturday night.
No. No, she wasn't listening.
She wasn't listening.
No,
okay.
No. Hallmark Channel always gets better ratings.
Does it?
Saturday. Yeah, absolutely. Saturday night. But what's interesting about Record Store Day is, you know, we went to a few places in Madison because they're the Record Store Day exclusive. So
right.
Their records are only available that day.
Okay.
And, you know, maybe they're colored vinyl or they've got extra tracks or whatever. And so I don't buy a lot of those, but it's kind of fun to watch those that do. And there were these young women, probably college age at UW-Madison, I would guess, and they had camped out. They were out there with sleeping bags.
Kidding me?
No, their pajamas and sleeping bags.
What were they after?
I don't know, but I went in and I, you know, kind of stood in line and watched them when they came out. They all bought one item, I suppose, you know, and their college money, that's probably right. All they could afford, but they went in and bought their little record.
They were probably after just one record.
Probably were. And I don't know if it was worth sleeping out there all night or not.
Yeah, but, probably not.
Probably not.
Probably not.
But they did it.
Yeah, good for them.
Oh, well, yeah, we had Inquiring Minds Want to Know, and I am a grandbaby stronger today.
Congratulations.
Yep.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
A nice young man.
You know, I can't tell you a lot about him. He's a good-looking dude, I'll tell you that. But they had
like after June?
Yes. But a little 8-something, 8'3" or 8'4", I think,
and
21 inches. So, you know, pretty average. But they have not unveiled the name yet.
I'm sorry, Phil. But
I know.
You think it's going to be Henry?
It might be Philip Henry. That would be my name.
Why not Henry Philip?
My name and, well, it could be. My name and June's dad's name was Henry.
Oh, so, really?
Yep,
yeah, that would be kind of neat.
Uh-huh. But I doubt it.
You don't think so?
No. I was talking about that over the weekend, and they said, well, they could call him PJ, you know, because Allison said, I can't picture a baby named Philip or Phil. Well, come on.
Look at your dad.
Well, yeah, exactly.
I mean,
I was once a baby. Well, I mean, I still am.
But... that was my point.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so I wanted to bake June a cake in celebration of that, you know, and I tried to follow the recipe, and it said grease the pan, and I couldn't find my grease gun. So,
oh,
you know.
I have some transmission grease if you need some.
Do you? That'll work. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I actually have some brake grease, too, if you need some.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, my doctor told me, too, that, you know, you should have multiple colors on your plate.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that, too. So my question is, does burnt count?
Yeah.
It does.
You know, what is the fastest way to burn 2,000 calories, Philip?
Burn 2,000 calories.
Yeah, speaking of cakes and...
I'd burn the cookbook, maybe. Well, I don't know.
Leave your brownies in the oven and go take a nap.
Oh, there you go. Oh, yes. Been there, done that.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Chet's Chuckle, sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
Good people down there.
Oh, absolutely.
When is a door not a door, Philip?
When it is ajar.
That is correct.
All right.
Yes.
Hey, I got one.
Yeah. What has 5 toes but isn't your foot?
Henry Braisfoot?
My foot. Well, these jokes are not good.
Yeah.
And what do you call an old snowman?
Melted.
A glass of water.
Oh, glass of water. Yeah, that was close.
I had a date last night, Philip.
Really?
Yes, I did.
Wow.
Yep. So it was perfect. Yeah. I mean, seriously, tonight I'm going to have a banana.
Cheaper that way.
It's cheaper that way. You still have a banana over there?
I have. Let me see.
Is it gone?
I ate it this morning.
Oh,
it,
did you?
It was getting a little bit, I like them when they're green.
Yeah.
And they tell me they're better for you when they're green. Because
that's what I hear. They're
more sugar. Yeah, more sugar as they get older.
Yeah.
Well, this one had a lot of sugar because it had spots.
Really?
Yep.
So, you know, two things that make your day even better for me, Philip. This is for me. Don't watch the news and stay off the bathroom scales.
True.
That is true.
Yeah, yeah.
That is true.
The old bathroom scale. I don't like to get on it. No. Nope.
Yeah, I don't either.
If I can't help, if I can help it. So.
Now that I've gotten older, I've come to realize why Bigfoot stays away from people.
Oh, yes.
Yep.
Very true.
It's very true.
And we'll see if we can have more swing and misses coming up from Hank.
I bet we can.
Coming up here after these words from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie from Chet's. Spring is just around the corner, and you know what that means? Chick season. Chet's is your local chick headquarters. We have heat lamps, starter feed, and even the chicks themselves. Don't forget about your furry friends. At our new location, there are so many cat and dog toys to choose from, and they're all 10% off. Stop by and check out our large selection of pet foods to keep your companions happy and healthy. We appreciate every single one of our friends, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Come say hi and check out the new store at 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center.
Oh, it sounds like somebody's backing up there or something. What's going on there? Was that you, Hank?
No, that's Joanne. What's Joanne doing out
backing
there?
Backing up? All right. How does Darth Vader prefer his toast?
On the dark
side. On the dark side. Yes. Yay. Oh, yes.
What made the cucumber blush, Philip?
He saw the dressing.
Salad dressing.
Salad dressing. Yeah.
Wow. How did the vinegar make the gherkin smile?
I guess I don't know.
It pickled it gently.
Oh, boy.
Not very good.
Where are you finding these at here?
Well, we need to leave them alone, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
How do you make an apple turnover, Philip?
I guess I don't know.
Push it down the hill.
Oh, Hank. Did you hear about the guy who drank invisible ink?
No.
He's in the ER waiting to be seen.
Oh, thank you.
Sixth grade comedy club.
What is a cat's favorite breakfast cereal?
A cat's favorite breakfast cereal. Meow Mix brownies.
Mice Krispies.
Oh. Oh, yes.
Yeah, all right, buddy. It's almost time for the kicker, isn't it? I have a couple.
I'm getting out of the way.
Well, I don't want to kick you. So last night, I was out walking, believe that or not.
Really?
Yeah, I was walking last night and decided to take a shortcut through the graveyard.
Oh.
Or through the cemetery. Three girls walked up to me and explained that they were scared to walk past the cemetery at night, which I understand. That is kind of scary.
Mm-hmm.
I agreed to let them walk along with me. I told them I understood. I used to get freaked out, too, when I was alive. Never seen anyone run so fast than those girls did.
A zombie Hank.
Yep. So, are you ready for the kicker, buddy?
Oh, I thought that was.
No, it was. Oh, that was the pre-kicker.
Lead up?
Yeah. All right. A man drinks a shot of whiskey every night before bed. After years of this, the wife wants him to quit. She gets two shot glasses, fills one with water and the other with whiskey, bringing him to the table that has glasses, she brings his bait box. She says, I want you to see this. She puts a worm in the water and it swims around. She puts a worm in the whiskey and the worm dies immediately. She then says, feeling that she has made her point clear, what do you say about this experiment? He responds by saying, if I drink whiskey, I won't get worms.
Oh, yeah.
That's the best I could pull out of my Monday joke folder.
You got worms, but you're going fishing anyway.
You're going fishing anyway.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, Hank.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to my banana tonight.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm going to be in... the big town where you're at tonight.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Going to Ithaca tonight?
Going to Ithaca tonight. All so, right. Glenn Schulte and I.
All right.
So
Glenn does a good job.
Oh, wow. Well, so I think his daughter got married over the weekend, so if you see him, congratulate him.
All right. Awesome.
So
yeah, we'll have to see. It's interesting with spring sports and our broadcast schedule. It seems like the same teams get rained out all the time.
It does, doesn't it?
So I have teams that I haven't had on yet because every time I schedule them, it rains. Yeah, it's kind of a bad sign.
Those poor Ithaca softball kids.
Yeah.
You know, how many games have they had? I did them at Wazika, their very first game, and it was like 2.5 weeks into the season.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
So... But anyway, hopefully I get them all in, which I'm sure they will.
Well, you know, you talk about the start of the tournament, it's a month away.
So. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, you don't have...
I mean, they've already, believe it or not, they've already have tournament assignments for officials. We talked about that last week, so...
Yep.
So, but anyway, you know, so we'll see what happens.
Yep. Well, so, get them in. They do every year. So.
Well, they do every year, and they may have to play a couple on Wednesday, which I've been notified that they may have to, so...
Yep, down the stretch.
Which you know, that means I'll be busy 6 or 7 days a week, then.
Yeah. Takes away from your social life, Hank.
It does, yeah. My date night. Buddy, have a good day. Everybody be kind.
Hank Bray!
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, We carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center, and Highway 61 Boscobel.
Get your dirt work done right with Mueller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca with our new location. Call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Mueller & Sons Excavating.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels? Custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors. From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, thinking about gas mileage. A bottle of Chevron Techron Complete Fuel System Cleaner can help your engine get more MPGs. Right now, when you buy one bottle, you can get one bottle free. A great deal to help you go a great deal farther. Find Chevron Techron and everything you need for better fuel efficiency at any one of our 6,300 stores.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
We are celebrating WCCU Credit Union's new Reedsburg West location with a special certificate. WCCU is offering a special 7-month certificate at a great rate of 5.15% APY. This special 7-month certificate at 5.15% is available at all WCC locations through this Friday, April 26th. For more information, visit us at wccucreditunion.coop or stop by any of our WCCU offices. Rate based on annual percentage yield, $5,000 minimum deposit. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build.
A reminder from Henrietta Township today in the Woodstock area, Crofton Drive will be closed for a time today. A nice win for the Bucks last night and a nice win for the Brewers. Good weekend as well for the Brew crew as they sweep St. Louis, and that's a rare thing to do. It's hard to just win there, let alone take the series. So that was exciting for the crew, and they are currently in first place by a couple of games in the division.
Take the first step towards transforming your landscape into a more environmentally friendly space for you, the pollinators, and our community. Join Melinda Myers on April 27th from 1 to 2:30 p.m. at the Temple Theater in downtown Viroqua. Learn about manageable strategies to approach your landscaping from the ground up with the results that will fit your lifestyle and landscape goals. You'll get an overview of environmentally friendly lawn and garden maintenance, and learn simple steps that can make a big difference. Tickets are available at RidgesandRiversBookFestival.org.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
On this day in history, 1889, the Oklahoma land rush began as thousands of homesteaders staked claims. 1970, millions of Americans concerned about the environment observed the first Earth Day. 1993, the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum was dedicated in Washington, D.C. And in 2004, Army Ranger Pat Tillman was killed by friendly fire at the age of 27. This day in history, April 22nd. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
From Richland Center Primary School, we salute Lucas Perkins today. Happy birthday from the RC Lions to Lisa Bailing, Diana Kepler, Haven Young, Bannon Clary, Karen Williams, to Charlie Cade Gertz, Jack Bauer, and Carrie Smith. Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions wishing the best to Jolene Baumkamp, to Jed Jones, Tyler Wilkinson, Jan Hershey, Cameron Lins, and Brian Wolf. The Bloom City Town Crier wishes the best to Lisa Bailing, Rebecca Gomez, and Jan Hershey on the occasion of their birthdays. Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club with wishes for Jill Plonka and Kim Johnson, all celebrating today. Happy birthday, Rachel Gruner from Beulah Wesleyan Church. Happy 10th to Riker Jones, Jed Riker Jones from Grammy and Grampy T. Have a great day today to Ron Rigo from Sacred Heart Parish, Raylan Bartles from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret, and Chrissy Weslowski from the Twin Bluffs Fan Club. To Jed Jones, happy birthday from Grandma Stacy and Aaron. Happy 10th, Jetty, from Mom, Dad, Dalen, and Paxton. Have a great day, Deb Posh. Another year is looking great on you, from Diane and Dennis. Happy birthday wishes as well to others in the area celebrating, including Raylan Bartles from Lori and the Guys, and to Rayleigh from Grandpa and Grandma Tractor today. To Jane Dvorak, here's wishing you a very happy birthday and enjoy your special day. Love from Donna, Jim, Brandon, Jenny, Sam, and Laura. To Jane Dvorak, from your son Michael, I hope you have a great day. Love you lots. To Jane, happy birthday from Jen, Brandon, Sam, Laura, Chip, Remy, Finn, and Murray. Anniversary greetings today to Alyssa and Connor Fieldhouse from Linda and Mel with love. Happy anniversary, Bill and Rita Tracy, number 52 for Bill and Rita, and lots of love, best wishes from Diane and George. Happy 52nd anniversary to my wife, Rita Tracy. Love, Bill. And back at you, to husband Bill from Rita. Congrats on 52 together today.
Happy birthday or anniversary from J.J. Walsh Jewelers. This is Jamie, and I would like you to consider shopping at my jewelry store for your loved ones' birthdays and anniversaries. We've become Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jeweler for a reason. We listen and deliver the gifts you want. Dazzling diamonds, sparkling gold and silver, all at prices for every shopper. Remember, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, for making birthday and anniversary memories. Downtown Richland Center.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now that might be okay for Eric Hovde, his businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home in Spring Green. Want to give your house a new look? Whether it's one room or a whole house, we can help. From the industry's best Karastan carpet to exceptional hardwood floors by Mirage, or even if it's vinyl plank, we have it. Want a new kitchen or bath? We can help with that too. Quality products and quality service from a company you can trust. Wirtz Floor and Home.
Joanne is coming up with the news. All Tech Sports during the A-10 report will recap lots of high school events, including a couple of major track meets over the weekend as well. Here's a special song for our couples.
You are my special angel, sent from up above. The Lord smiled down.
shine. The tears from your eyes bring the rain.
G. Rice, you are my special angel. No, not you, Joanne. No. She's coming in with the news. Phil Nee, hoping you have a great Monday.
Are you ready to buy a house? Do you know somebody looking to buy a house? Do you not know where to start? Do you not know where to apply? Do you just have some general questions about buying a home? Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage, the Schultz Mortgage Team, your local mortgage expert. When I say expert, I mean that because mortgage is all I do. I don't want your checking account. I don't want your car loan. I just want to help you buy a house. Whether you need an FHA loan, a VA loan for veterans, a USDA loan, or a conventional loan, contact the Schultz Mortgage Team 7 days a week, 604-5068. We do not work banker hours.
Making the transition to a smaller space can be overwhelming, but with A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, it doesn't have to be. Our knowledgeable team will help you select the perfect pieces to create a cozy and functional living space that fits your needs and budget. From lift chairs to adjustable beds and small dining sets, we have a variety of comfortable and affordable options to choose from. Visit our showroom today at 172 South Church Street and let us help you make your new house feel like home.
Good morning. It is a sunny 34 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, and the Philback family of dealerships. Increasing clouds and breezy today, a 30% chance of spotty light showers towards evening, a high of 65, with southwest winds 12 to 25 miles per hour. Breezy tonight with scattered showers, especially early, a low of 45 with southwest winds 10 to 17 miles per hour. Currently in Richland Center, the air is calm, and after a low of 31, it's 34 degrees.
Being a financial advisor is about more than money. It's about knowing what matters to you. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors provide financial advice and investment strategies personalized for you. We care for your financial well-being so you can spend time on what matters most. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulotz. A reminder for motorists in the town of Henrietta near Woodstock, Crofton Drive is closed today. The Richland Center City Council held its first meeting last week following the spring election. Per state statute, the council is required to meet the third Tuesday in April following the election. City Clerk Aaron Joyce reported that the city had a 42% voter turnout for the election. During its reorganizational meeting, the council elected alderperson Ryan Cairns as council president. Gretchen Jelenic was appointed as the city assessor. Alderperson Kevin Melby was appointed as the emergency government coordinator. Alderpersons Kevin Melby and Steve Downs were elected to the utility commission. Appointments were also made to the city's committees, commissions, and boards. And finally, the Richland Observer was designated as the official newspaper. The city was looking into the purchase of a new mower tractor. Spencer Reed, building and grounds lead, informed the council that the tractors currently in service have been problematic, which means continued repair costs and the department running behind in its mowing schedule. It was moved to buy a Bobcat tractor from Jay's Ag and Turf in Reedsburg at a cost of $18,633. Following considerable discussion, the motion passed 7-1. Karen Tepley, Ron Fruit, Tom McCarthy, Mark Chambers, Melanie Walters, Kevin Melby, and Steve Downs all voted in favor. Ryan Cairns voted against. The Richland Center City Council approved a resolution to accept a non-monetary donation for a kayak landing and memorial plaque from Colleen Schrader to be placed on city-owned land on Bowman Drive in memory of her husband, Bill Schrader. The value of the donation is $17,000. In other action items, the council approved a bid award for asphalt overlays to Scott Construction at a cost of $86.95 per ton for a total cost of $132,164. The purchase of a snowblower and zero-turn mower, a fireworks contract with Chrome Fireworks for June 29th, a MOU for lateral hires with the Richland Center Police Department. Chief Jones said that this would make them more competitive with other communities. A facility agreement with the Richland School District, a temporary Class B beer and Class B wine license for the Greater Richland Area Chamber Beer and Wine Walk on May 17th, and a temporary Class B picnic license for the Greater Richland Area Chamber of Commerce for May 17th in the Royal Bank parking lot on Court Street. 4 acres were burned in a grass fire yesterday afternoon. The Richland Center Fire Department was paged out to the out-of-control fire around 4 at 18710 Dowdna Lane. 7 units and 27 firefighters were on scene for about 3 hours. No injuries were reported. The Richland Center Fire Department was assisted by the Richland County Sheriff's Department and the Department of Natural Resources. Richland Center Fire Chief Scott Gauld reminds you that it is very dry in the woods and to check the DNR website daily for burning regulations and to always call the Richland Center Dispatch Center at 608-647-2106 to report your control burn before you start. Two state legislators who serve on legislative committees overseeing colleges and universities will speak about the future of the universities of Wisconsin Tuesday in Muscadet. State Senator Kelda Royce and Assembly Representative Katrina Shanklin will share their experiences regarding recent higher education funding negotiations. In October 2023, UW System President Jay Rothman closed the UW Richland campus, which had been a mainstay of Richland County since 1967. UW Richland was one of 13 two-year campuses in the UW system, and as recently as 2013 served 400 students. After a series of legislative budget cuts and consolidation measures, 2021 enrollment plummeted by 85% to 60 students. Also in October 2023, UW-Platteville Chancellor Tammy Ivetovich announced the elimination of 111 positions at the UW-Platteville campus, a staff reduction of more than 12%. This included 49 academic staff, 27 university staff, 20 limited appointments, 11 faculty retirements, and 4 positions from other categories. In the last 6 months, the UW system has closed 4 additional two-year campuses, including UW Fond du Lac, UW Marinette, UW Washington County, and UW Waukesha. Two-year campuses across the state are located in more rural areas and have increased higher education access at lower tuition rates for students. When adjusted for inflation, the UW system has experienced an approximate $500 million legislative budget cut between 2001 and 2022, from $1.7 billion to $1.2 billion. State of Wisconsin appropriations to the UW system have also fallen from 38% of the total UW system budget in 1992 to 18% in 2022. Senator Royce, member of the Senate Committee on Universities and Revenue, and Representative Shanklin, member of the Assembly Committee on Colleges and Universities, will discuss the legislature's role in budget cuts. They will also share their views about the future of the universities of Wisconsin in rural Wisconsin. Representative Shanklin will discuss the Reaching Higher for Higher Education bill package, which invests in technical colleges, universities, and financial aid for students. You are invited to attend the forum at the Cradlewell Memorial Building Tuesday night at 6. Doors will open at 5:30 for an opportunity to meet and greet the legislators. The forum will last until 7. Refreshments will be provided by the Richland and Grant County Democratic parties. No fees or donations will be solicited or collected. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has finalized aerial spray plans for its 2024 spongy moth suppression program, with maps for the 6 selected treatment areas available online. The 6 identified treatment sites contain high-value trees at DNR properties in Columbia, Marinette, Sauk, and Walworth counties. A total of 928 acres will be treated with an aerial spray, a foray, a bacterial insecticide. Some of the specific sites and areas to be sprayed are 101 acres at McKenzie Center in Columbia County, 212 acres at Devil's Lake State Park, and 187 acres at Mirror Lake State Park in Sauk County. The aerial spraying will occur between early May and early June, with exact dates and times depending on caterpillar development and weather conditions. The DNR intends to avoid spraying high-use properties during the extended Memorial Day weekend if spraying has not occurred. Wisconsin's first known spongy moth egg hatch was reported on the morning of April 17th, making it likely that aerial treatments in southern counties will be completed well in advance of the Memorial Day weekend. The DNR's Wisconsin Spongy Moth Resource Center will provide updates and additional information, and visitors can sign up for an email list to receive notice when spraying dates are determined. Additionally, the toll-free Spongy Moth Hotline, 1-800-642-MOTH, offers a recording of up-to-date spraying plans. Callers to the hotline should choose option 1 for information on daily spraying plans. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is accepting applications for its 2025 class of conservation wardens. The application period will run through May 7th. This year's warden opportunities will include major state park and forest assignments across Wisconsin. The DNR will hire approximately 10 full-time wardens for the upcoming class, who will begin training in January or April 2025, depending on the applicant's prior law enforcement experience. Potential applicants can learn more about the conservation warden career and the hiring process on the warden recruitment webpage or by watching a brief video on the DNR's YouTube channel. To apply, visit wisc.jobs and search for job ID 13900. Applicants do not need prior law enforcement experience to apply. The DNR has resources available for those considering becoming a conservation warden. Join them for a live virtual info session Tuesday from 6 to 7 to discuss the hiring process, training program, and more. Pre-registration is required. Conservation wardens around the state will hold open office hour sessions for prospective applicants to discuss the career and ask questions. Those interested in applying are encouraged to contact Mary Bish at mary.bisch@wisconsin.gov with any questions about the application process.
With warm temperatures, birds singing, and muddy paws around the corner, we have you covered at Chet's. Hello, friends. Ellie here. Where can you buy a 50-pound bag of black oil sunflower seeds for $21.99? How about a hint? It's also the place where that bag will be loaded into your car before you can even finish your shopping. Or where you can purchase a 50-pound bag of Chet's premium bird seed, or any 50-pound bag of seed, and have it split into two bags, so that when you get home, you can carry them comfortably. Our team at Chet's Feed and Seed and Such are here to serve you. Our friends are our top priority, and we strive to make every purchase the best, with less stress for the customer. We appreciate each and every one of our friends, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop down today at 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center, and see our new store with an open storefront.
Today is Monday, April 22nd. Dorothy Adeline Franck, 97 of Plain, died last Monday. A funeral mass will be held this morning at 10 at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green. Burial will follow at St. Luke's Cemetery in Plain. Friends may call at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green this morning from 9 until the time of mass at 10. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements. For Dorothy Adeline Franck, 97 of Plain. Vincent Monty Slapek, 78 of Muscadet, died Tuesday at Pine Valley Community Village in Richland Center. Graveside services will be held this morning at 11:30 at the Muscadet Cemetery. Military graveside rites will be conducted by the Muscadet American Legion Post 85. The family requests people wear flannel to honor Monty. A time of sharing will be held at the Muscadet Sportsman's Club following the graveside service. Memorials may be directed to the American Red Cross or Grace Hospice. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Vincent Monty Slapak, 78, of Muscadet. Diane Toots Goebel, 75, of Richland Center, died April 11th at Pine Valley Community Village. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, August 31st, at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Diane Toots Goebel, 75, of Richland Center.
Hello, friends. Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philbeck.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philbeck Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philbeck Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
ABC News at 8 o'clock on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, helping you prepare for the expected and unexpected things in life, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services. Increasing clouds and breezy today with a 30% chance of spotty light showers towards evening, a high of 65. Currently in Richland Center, after a low of 31, it's 36 degrees at 8 o'clock.